Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely. Have no one, just me only, sitting on my little home. I work very hard and make a great friend, but nobody listens.
Why are you making that woman snort and giggle and laugh and everything? What is...
I love that song. I'm so lonely.
And then she had to reprise it. Oh, my God.
Everybody knows you never go
oh,
for it.
Oh, Jesus. I'm done. I'm just gonna go over here and sit in the corner and just sip my lovely...
Oh, let me wipe my tears away, and then I'll continue. Hi, everybody. Oh. Okay. Welcome to another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. It is February the 3rd, 2011, and I can officially say that we are the award-winning Gamer Girls Radio / GameMatrix.com, and we are also the longest-running gaming podcast, wait, hold on iTunes. Yes.
Oh, good. No, ma'am. I am the only person here medicated, and you two are acting crazy.
And if you would like to call in and chat with us today, you can. Please make sure that you are on point, or we'll have to beat you off. Phone number is 347-215-7977. Stop that. I'm trying to talk. Okay.
Keep it moving. Okay.
I'm not done. I'm Snow White. I have the giggles because I love that show, that song. Yeah, I love the show too, but I love the song more. Anyway, and then my bestest friend, who is medicated, had rolling blackouts today. She's having a rough day.
Anne was borrowing power from Mexico, don't forget.
No, that was actually yesterday. We had rolling blackouts, and you guys were deprived of our presence in the mornings. And I'm sick, so since it's nighttime, I'll tell you what kind of medicine I had. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever, fuck all you bitches, I'm going to sleep. Medicine.
Does someone need a hug?
No.
I do. And we also have our token male up in the hills, Master Blasta, who runs Gamer something.
He runs Embry.
Who runs Embry Town?
That's right.
Master. No, it's Embry Commonwealth is what he said. Who runs Embry Commonwealth?
No. What? It's who runs Barter Town.
No, like, it's Embry Commonwealth from Fallen
Barter
Earth.
Town.
He forgot.
Oh, my God. You know.
Yes, I'm here. I'm loving it.
He forgot, and he's the one who sent out the message. Do you remember?
I know.
He's the one that
sent. Yes, I remember. I got it.
Who runs Embry Commonwealth, bitches? Oh my God.
And Mac, it has to be black, because if it was white, everybody would go blind.
I don't know what you two are smoking or talking about, but that's okay, because it's going to be a wonderful show tonight. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
Oh.
And Corey's sick, so you might actually get a word in edgewise tonight, Snow.
I know. It's amazing. If I can stop babbling long enough, you'll get a word in edgewise. But, hey, don't we have something we want to announce?
Do we?
Not really sure.
Well, have we already announced it? Have we already announced our award?
I thought you said the award winning. Did you want to go?
I did, but we didn't say what award it was.
Well, go for it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Well, Gamer Girls Radio was up for a 2011, because, you know, 2011. But anyway, we were up for a 2011 Golden Retriever Award, which is like for bloggers who are the best bloggers, who have the most interesting articles, and all this other wonderful stuff. And GameMatrix.com, which all three of us, Corey, Master Blaster, and myself, we all contribute to it. Corey more so than the rest of us. But we do contribute. And we actually won an award. Of course. Yeah, I know. Thank you. We actually won the award under the gaming category. I mean, they have more than one winner, but we were one of the winners. And if you actually go to GameAndMatrix.com,
I just
posted a link in the chat room. If you go to GameAndMatrix.com, you'll actually see tagged, Golden Retriever tag on our website, and I got to read the press release and the announcement email, and it's very exciting. Now I can officially say that we are the award-winning GamerGirlsRadio/GameAndMatrix.com, so that's pretty awesome.
We are good.
Yes, yes, we are.
Why do I hear a few people?
It's exciting.
Kicking more ass than a boot in an ass factory.
Speaking of kicking more ass than a boot in an ass, whatever. You know, my mind is not working right. In case you guys were not paying attention earlier this week when we released the press release on our site officially, and I'll probably re-release it again on Monday. You guys know what we're doing Valentine's Day, right? Or the weekend before. You do know.
I have an idea.
You have an idea. Well, maybe they don't. So you stop by the site. You can check this out. Here in the chat room, I'm going to pop the link in for you. Those of you who are listening, Memorex, some of you are too young to know what that means. It means recorded. if you're listening, Memorex, guess what? You get to kill zombies with us 11th and 13th. Yay! In Fallen Earth, we're giving away some fantastical prizes. Not only do you get a lovely pink rocket launcher, because that's the only way to kill zombies, in Fallen Earth, you could only get them from us. You have a chance
to win. Those fuckers are difficult to kill, too, dude.
Yes.
If you ever wanted to meet Corey in a safe environment where she can't molest you, this is your chance.
I may not molest you, but I may cause some mutant chickens to attack you. I figured out how to train.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, I figured out how to train NPCs onto people. It was really hilarious. Some guy. That's what you get for. Don't talk smack to me and then sit, you know, go down and try to scavenge stuff and turn your back to me. It's not a good idea. Anyway, so you guys check out the press release and come play with us. You have a chance to win a full copy of Fallen Earth. And they're giving away some other goodies that we don't even know about. So you want to make sure you are around. We're going to start doing that next Wednesday. We're having an extra podcast for you. Yes, you get us twice next week. Twice.
Inconceivable!
I know, twice. And senior designer Marie Kroll will also be here to hang out with us. Yay!
wait. Does that mean I can be let out of the basement?
Mm-hmm.
No,
well, and we'll all be here. We'll even have that red-haired chick. What's her name? Ginger?
I don't know. She ignored me in Fallen Earth, so I'm mad at her. I actually said hi to her. I was like, Ginger, hi. This is before I knew her name, but I saw a chick named Ginger, and I was like, that's got to be her.
Of course.
Hi. I know. I said, this may sound weird, but are you affiliated with the podcast? And she just ignored me. The bitch ignored me. She just rode off on her horse like she was little Miss Pris and totally ignored me.
Yeah, the bitches. Life is in peril in Fallen Earth. Sometimes I don't see people talking to me either. I'm trying to get away from blade dancers.
Big-ass prairie chickens.
Yes.
If, I want to ride one of those, seriously.
Yes.
And that's not a euphemism, again.
And I tell you, I actually put this up on Twitter or sometime earlier this week. I want to know what the hell those giant prairie chickens are scratching at in the ground. I'm just saying. I'm going to ask Marie that next week. Have you not watched them? They're
worms.
Well, what the hell... What the hell kind of chicken that big eat? What kind of worms will those be?
Mutant
they're
worms?
They're irradiated, mutated, like the worms and Tremors. You ever seen the movie Tremors?
Yes.
That helped me. No.
Right.
That's
well,
nice.
One thing I want to say, though, is that my damn horse eats way too much. Big. I mean, dude, seriously, he walks 2 feet and he's like consumed like 30 grains or something. It's like, really annoying. Fat horse. And then when he's hungry, he just stands there. He won't go anywhere. That aggravates me. Stupid.
Oh, I love that. See, I have somebody gave me some love, and I got a great horse and a bag full of good burritos that lasts me a good long way.
Oh, dude, I made my own good horse. Like I love crafting, so I'm like making all my own shit.
Okay, we're talking way too much. Save it for next week. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Assuming I can get through this without choking. Shut up, Blaster.
We're talking about chickens, and then you go into choking, and I don't know where we're heading there.
Bad. Blaster bad.
I'm going to go back to cooking, Mama. Leave me alone.
Yeah, because that's all we girls play anyway, cooking mama.
I know, that's all we're good at is cooking. So.
Mm-hmm, cooking games and The Sims, which I'll be playing after the show, incidentally. The Sims. What was I talking about again? What happened? Oh, yeah. Hey, I told you I had to take some NyQuil. Okay, so Front Lines this week comes to us from a variety of different sources, and actually we covered it in the news during the week if you were listening. Not yesterday, obviously. There was a new study released that says that little girls who play games with their fathers grow up to be better people, but not the boys. Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around that one. You can download a copy of that study on our Gamer Girls Radio page. It's the woman giving the finger. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. She also, the woman who did the study, said that little girls don't play as many games as little boys. But my problem with the study is, yes, it's always great that kids spend time with their parents. That's a wonderful thing. But why do we zero in on the girls and playing the games? And why is it that little boys can't benefit either from playing with their family? This is kind of erring on the side of little boys tonight. But what are little boys, unfeeling, unemotional, little crazy people? They don't need anybody. And little girls are weak-minded little things. We have to have somebody to play with us when we're little. Or we grow up to be horrible, aggressive people. What is it?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I never had anyone to play with, and I'm fine.
Stop it, NyQuil man. I had a bad trip then. Woo! So, Pastor,
yeah.
Did you have...
I always wanted people to play with me. I always wanted... So here was the deal. So when I was younger, my sister was big into Barbies, and I was big into Nintendo. I had the original NES. And we would bargain with each other, because there's really not anybody else to play with in our neighborhood, that if I played for like 3 hours Barbies with her, I had to be Ken and I had to play with her,
aww,
that she would play for 5 minutes of video games with me. Now, as one-sided as this bargain sounds to a young boy who wants to like share video games with somebody and have somebody who's interested in what he's doing, that was like the golden ticket right there. So what would end up happening is I would play Barbies with my sister we get into about an hour and a half of Barbies, and I get bored, and I'd take Ken and start surfing with Ken and the surfboard, and she kicked me out of her room, and I wouldn't get my 5 minutes video game time.
Oh,
so,
see?
I've been scarred for life because of that. So I don't know. This lady's study was obviously not comprehensive enough. It needed to include boys who have sisters who play Barbies and give them really cheap deals on video games.
I'm more
I would
shocked.
I totally play with you, Blaster.
So what about you, Snow? What about you, Snow? You grew up in the house.
That just sounded wrong.
That's bad. That's just wrong. So, Snow, do you? You were a game aficionado, little. Do you think you're? I know your dad probably didn't play with you. A lot of parents don't play games with their kids. It's that simple. So, do you think you're extra violent, extra aggressive?
No, dude. Okay, honestly, I act like I am, but I can't hurt anything.
Yeah, we know.
Like, I'm the biggest
what I want you to say it.
What?
We know this about you, but we want you to say it, because this woman's study is way out there.
I played alone all the time. Like, I would go in my room, and I would play games by myself all the time, and it never bothered me. I mean, I was always like, you know, this sweet girl who I even had trouble, like, killing bugs. Unless it's a spider, then I'd throw shit at it. But, you know, I can't kill anything. I can't really hurt anything. I'm just not a violent person. So her study is bunk. It's stupid. It's the dumbest study I've ever seen. And then my brothers...
Anybody can even know that. Gosh.
And my brothers who play games together, they ended up being the super aggressive, macho, you know, mean people.
Well, see, according to her, the reason why is because that's just how those boys are. I don't know why. Okay,
really?
Let me just read this. She said this. The conclusion she came to is this is the first study to show positive associations for co-playing video games between girls and their parents. But I am worried about the little boys. We're perpetuating a stereotype with them. I mean, we're all girl power here on the show, but why did it? why did we focus on the girls in this instance? So are you telling little girls, okay, little girls, you're weak-minded, so we're going to tell you it's okay to play video games, although the study shows you don't really play as much as the boys do. How about we also live in a society that's hard on our boys. They're not allowed to ask, you know, Dad, come play with me, and
right.
and not be told they're weak. So, and little girls, apparently, we have to have somebody play with us. I don't like what this study says.
Another question that I would have for this lady is, where did you get your groups? Where did you get your study groups from and your control group? Where did you find these people to question? Because if you look in different cultures, it's different from, like, the suburban culture, you know, where it's like the soccer mom and the blue-collar dad or white-collar dad, whatever, going to work. Or maybe you looked in a single-parent household, because a single parent probably won't have as much time to play with the kid. Or if you go look in the city, in the lower-income housing, you know, maybe they only have one game. Maybe there's two parents, both parents have two jobs. So I would have to ask, what were the circumstances of the families that they were talking to? Because that will directly affect how much time the parent has to spend with the child. And maybe the parent thought, well, maybe our time would be better spent outside, or maybe our time would be better spent on homework or schoolwork or something like that.
That's what I was wondering, how many parents are gamers, because there's nothing in here that indicates that any of these parents were gamers from the get-go, because the quotient of playing games with your kids is going to be significantly different in a household where the parents are actually gamers. Obviously, it doesn't matter, girl or boy, they're going to play with everybody. We all have talked about this before. There have been several families that they play WoW together, and they raid together, they have a guild together. So did we include those people? Because this doesn't say so.
So that would be my question. It's not a very scientific study if you don't take information from every different type of family, because there are literally hundreds of different types of families. There are people who live with their grandparents, aunts, uncles, who are foster children. I mean, you really cannot pigeonhole people based on this study. It just doesn't work, because there's too many different circumstances that you cannot control. So this is not a very scientific study, because there are environmental circumstances, societal circumstances, familial circumstances, all this stuff going on that you cannot control. So this is not a scientific study at all. It's bunk.
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily disagree or agree with that, but one thing that I did find interesting about this study was that, of course, again, attacking video games, attacking the violent video games, the quote-unquote Call of Duties and the Halos, it was noted that it bears noting that positive effects on adolescent females were produced only when parents and children were playing age-appropriate games. Mario Kart, Mario Brothers, Wii Sports, ..
And
none
girls.
Of which, right,
and girls.
and these were the top games played by girls. None of which are anywhere near as violent as Call of Duty or Halo, two of the boys' top titles. So here's another kind of a slight on video games. I mean, yes, of course, if your child is, you know, 8 or 9 years old, they shouldn't be playing a violent game like Call of Duty. So that could also skew the results a little bit here, because those kind of games, parents that let little boys play those kind of games are, they're not good parents. I'm sorry. We're just going to throw it out.
I agree.
100%.
Like
so that
I said,
may have skewed the results, you know.
Yeah, there's way, 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 way too many factors that you cannot control. That would be one of the factors that maybe she didn't take into account when she did her research. And I just, unless you can account for every single tiny little circumstance in an experiment or in a study, then it's not very scientific to me, because there are things affecting your information that can prove or disprove it. You know, like I can go and I can take this bit of information and I can look at this particular family and pick apart, well, you know, actually this is probably why this happened. It has nothing to do with the game, but it has to do with this. Like maybe the child who plays a lot of video games with the dad was also had a major temper problem, you know, and that could, the temper problem from the father could be impressed onto the son, and the son could become aggressive that way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there are too many things, too many factors that you can't really take into effect, which is why I don't like studies like this. It doesn't matter if it's just about games. I just don't like studies like this, period.
Well, so it's not so much that she couldn't take into effect. They're just not here. It's missing from her report, according to what she has here. And she said her method was participants consisted of 287 adolescents and their parents who completed a number of video game behavioral and family-related questionnaires as part of a wider study. But we don't know what the wider study is. Most constructs included child, mother, and father reports. We didn't factor in sister, brother, uncle, grandma, you know, whoever they live with, how long they were there, foster care. Have they ever been in foster care? Maybe they were in foster care and came back home. I mean, we don't know any of this, any of the other, like you said, extenuating factors other than what she put here. So if she has
Do you think girls tend to – oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Oh, so do you think girls tend to internalize more than boys do, like internalize their emotions and their feelings? Because
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that
but
was.
You know what? It depends on the girl.
Well, part of the research was. Sorry.
It depends on the girl and the circumstances. If I'm out in public and I'm having to put on a face for people, you know, like let's say I'm teaching a class, you know, teaching a bunch of students, and something bad happens, I can't exactly like flip out. So I have to put up a face until later when I can officially, you know, deal with whatever happened. But most of the time, girls know. I don't really know a lot of girls that internalize a lot of emotion, you know, and kind of like shove it down and hide it. They're pretty expressive.
Yeah, that's why we live longer, because we let it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were saying that part of this was saying that researchers found that girls that played video games with their parents were better behaved, felt more connected to their families, felt less aggressive, and demonstrated decreased levels of internalization, which they say can lead to depression. So that was one of the factors why they were saying that, you know, playing. I don't think it's so much that the fact that they were playing video games is that the families were engaged. People who were playing, parents who were playing with their children tended to be more engaged with their children, and that allowed their children to be able to open up to their parents more and tell them the problems they were having and tell them peer pressures that they were experiencing. And that allowed parents to intervene. And I think that's really the heart of this whole thing. And what's interesting also is that it said mainly with their fathers, not many mothers questioned admitted that they played video games. So this is why they were specifically saying, you know, playing with their fathers, because apparently there are a lot of mothers out there that either don't play video games or not admitting that they do that in this study, which is kind of an interesting tidbit that comes out of this, is that, you know, why aren't more mothers playing video games? You know, Dead Space 2 has that new campaign that they've been running where your mother hates this game. Have you guys seen that?
I do not like that campaign.
Yeah, but you know what, Blaster? We're walking living proof, and there's tons of people that listen to this show on our Facebook page that are mothers and do play games. So that's why I don't know where she pulled these people from. Did she go off into the deep burbs where they don't have computers and everybody they got their iPhone from the Walmart? I don't know. I don't know.
Obviously, Corey, you would not be chosen for that campaign to be part of that. Mothers hate this game campaign.
Well, okay, think about it, too. Think about it.
Sorry.
Most of the people that participate in these studies, you know, if they're participating in this with their child, then chances are they already spend time with their child. You know what I mean? So maybe what's going on is these people who are participating in the study, the most of them are already spending time with their child, regardless of whether it's gaming or not. It doesn't really matter whether it's spending time with the child gaming, spending time with the child, you know, going to movies, having dinner, doing the homework. What truly matters, what the bottom line is spending time with your child. So she's picking one particular activity to pick on instead of looking at the broad idea of the family. Does that make any sense?
It does. I'd say the reverse. I think the reason why I think she got people in there, the kids who were not well behaved, the kids in there who, you know, are aggressive, and then she did the study based on them is what it looks like. Because she's saying, oh, now that you're playing the game, you're so much better behaved. And, yeah, mom might be saying, oh, my child is so much better behaved. Maybe it's because they wanted some attention. They managed to get some during a study when you did something that they're interested in and that they liked. It's just plain and simple. Kids respond when they get what they need from their parents. Maybe they weren't getting the attention from, you know, day one. Anyway, we have flowed over on our front lines. I knew it was a good one. Didn't you people have some things you want to discuss while I put my head down on the desk?
I'd like to talk. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope.
Well, I was going to say I'd like to talk about the newest Lego game that's coming out, and there's been some information about it. Have either one of you heard of that before I go into?
No. Are they naked? Are the Legos naked?
No. Well, I mean, you might want one.
What are you
going to
have like a little Lego peen or something?
A Lego loot.
That's what those little cylindrical Legos where you always find those. What are these little yellow cylindrical Legos? Where do they go to? That's what they were. No, it's Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. This is finally a Lego game that I can get into because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I'm sorry. I know I just broke a lot of people's hearts right there, but I like the original Star Wars, and the new ones just totally ruined Star Wars for me.
I'm not either, okay, but the games have always rocked. All the Star Wars games, every single one of them, with the exception of one, have rocked.
I do have to agree, the prequels that were made were just fucking horrible. I mean, I watched the first one, and I wanted to stab Jar Jar Binks. And then I tried to watch the second one, and I couldn't even get through, like, 15 minutes of it without turning it off. I mean, I just couldn't deal with it. And I didn't even bother with the third. So,
Issa would like to remind you, Blaster, that there was a Lego Harry Potter, and it was good. She's right.
You know, recently, actually, I was really hard on Harry Potter. And I have to admit that I was – this is a – I can't even say the word. Wrong.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. It's a really hard word to pronounce, but it starts with a W and ends with a G and has a R-O-N in the middle of it. But I was really hard on Harry Potter, so for the longest time, I really just didn't want to play Harry Potter games. I didn't want to hear about it. So I went and saw, like, because I always thought it was for kids, and I went and saw the latest one. I know that kind of seems weird that seeing a movie out of context and out of order in the series would pull somebody into the series.
But don't tell me what happened because I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to tell you, but it was a lot more mature than I thought it was going to be and a lot more relevant to a mature person than to an adolescent kid. And that's why I actually enjoyed it. And I am going to go back and finally get on the Harry Potter train and read some of the books and get into it a little bit. So I did, yes, Issa, I did miss the Lego Harry Potter game, but it was because I wasn't there. I wasn't ready in my life to try out Harry Potter. But I'm really excited about Pirates of the Caribbean because I love pirates. I'm a huge
fan. So do I.
Pirates are awesome. You know, not the Somali ones. Those guys kind of suck. But, you know, like the classic, you know, Blackbeard. And, I mean, you know, I'm living in a state where Blackbeard, you know, did a lot of his work. And it's just kind of interesting historically the kind of role they played. So I'm really excited. And, of course, love the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You know, they're just awesome. So I'm really looking forward to this game coming out. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you guys can't wait to get Lego Johnny Depp.
I'm going to go out there and say I'm probably not that excited. I love the Lego games, but if I'm playing pirates, it's got to be a sim. And y'all know me and my Sid Meier's pirates. That's the one right there. If you like historical, that's the one you need to be playing, Blaster. You need to get you a.
I'm not saying Pirates Caribbean is even remotely historical, but I'm just saying that it's right up my alley. I like, you know, fantasy games. I like, you know, monsters and human beings versus, you know. You know, overwhelming odds against creatures of you know, legend. I mean, I just like all that. It's really cool to me. And it's much better than, I don't know, Star Wars. Star Wars just, I guess, the last three movies ruined it for me. I love the first three. Last three ruined it for me. So.
The Pirates of the Caribbean or the other ones?
No, he went with the Star Wars movie. He said,
Star Wars.
Cool. Sorry.
Yeah,
back,
the first three, the original, were awesome.
Yeah, they were.
The prequels just were fucking terrible, horrible.
So you didn't play any of the Star Wars games themselves?
I actually did play the first Lego Star Wars, and I found it kind of, it wasn't interesting to me. I got very disinterested.
You didn't play Knights of the Old Republic Jedi Academy?
I did not. I heard good things.
I played Star Wars Galaxies, and it was good for a little while, and then they fucked it up.
Oh, Jedi Academy was all that. Oh, my God.
I've heard good things about some of those games, but I just never – like I said, Star Wars – I mean, I used to have – back in the day now, I played on the Super NES. I played, you know, a lot of the old Star Wars games that they had.
No. Not those.
I know, but let me – but I'm just saying those I actually enjoyed playing. And, again, that was before the latest three movies, and those latest three movies just laid a really bad taste in my mouth for the whole thing. And I'm over with it. I know the analogy. Yeah, I know what you two dirty minds are thinking, but that's, oh my God. All right, I'm done talking to you guys.
I'm not a fan of the movies either, so I miss that whole Star Wars train, new, old, whatever. Yeah, but I can't believe you didn't play the games. The games are fantastic, and one of the few franchises where the games are better than the movies.
Well, the only game that I found that was better than the movie were the first couple Spider-Man games.
Boo!
You know, those were awesome.
Hiss.
What?
Boo!
What? I thought they were awesome. Being able to like swing on a web and
That's like the Superman game we saw. No, the Superman game that came out. The movie was okay, and the game was.
Well, the latest Batman game was also freaking awesome. That wasn't actually.
Yeah.
That was
the
actually,
Arkham Asylum one. That wasn't based on a movie though.
I know. I just said that it wasn't based on a movie, but
that's what they did with all the Star Wars games. I mean, you hear about Luke Skywalker, and you maybe see him run. You know, here and there, or he may speak to you, but his story has nothing to do with him other than that. It's set in their universe, and they are absolutely excellent, except for The Force. The Force Unleashed and the second one, I wish I could scrub my eyes out with bleach after playing The Force. What horrible person thought this? I'm not even going to talk about it. Force Unleashed, horrible. Just take it from me. It's hard for me to say a game is horrible, and it was horrible. And I played it through from beginning to end. And y'all know I don't finish games. I don't finish games unless they're really good or they're really bad. And if I finish them when they're bad, it's because I'm trying to find something good in there. I found nothing good.
Last night, or night before, I just finished Crisis Warhead. And let me tell you something. I am excited about Crisis 2. Crisis is magnifique.
Did he kiss his fingers for real?
He did
for real.
It deserves it. It's a great game series. You should really try. And Corey, your whole like, she's a first person shooter. Crysis does some different things with the genre that are refreshing.
Yes, the bullets are green instead of normal color.
No. All the superpowers that your suit has and the cloaking, you feel like the Predator. You can walk around. You're totally invisible for a few seconds.
You said a Predator. I'm not a Predator fan. And when boys and girls faint everywhere, I'm not a Predator fan. I like the last Predator movie, the Predator versus Alien. Why? Because one of the second time in movie history that a black woman saved the world. So, yes, I like that one. However...
No. I'm talking about the first Predator, the very first Predator.
I want nothing to do with it. No, I want nothing.
Come
to
on, it has two future governors in it. That's awesome.
Even
hold on, I zoned out for a minute. Are we talking about the first Predator?
And he's talking. You would go pick the governor, the one that's trying to take the games away from you.
Okay, I disagree with Arnold's policies, but you can't help but love the man for his career in movies and all that he's contributed to.
No. I can definitely not love him for how he like flipped the switch on violence and stuff. Okay, because he was in all of these violent movies. Okay, he based his whole career on being an action movie star on violence. I mean, he started out in Conan, for God's sakes. And now he's trying to flip it out and say that video games are bad.
Wait. Let me just tell you the irony of what you just said. You said Conan, and I look over, and on my other computer sitting next to me, Conan the Barbarian is running.
Nice.
I was just
in your mind.
I'm just saying, right? This is the same guy that drives around in a giant, you know, Hummer, smoking huge Tobys, right? The guy, I mean, Tobys isn't cigars, by the way. That's my
yes, we know.
But I'm just saying, the guy, it's not him. I think it's really, I'm telling you, man, right now, I think his wife's got his cojones in a vice, and she's the one, Maria Shriver's pushing all this, you know, because Arnold Schwarzenegger eats, lives, and breathes violence. He made his career off of violence. Do you think he
That's
hates violence?
That's what I just said.
He's a politician.
I know.
It has nothing to do with his
wife. I don't think it's him.
You know what? That's you men always trying to pass it off on the woman. It's the woman's fault. You know what? You tower over this woman. You made her rich. Well, not really. She's one of the Kennedy folks. But my point is, if he didn't want to do it, it's his name. He's signing the checks. Maria, I'm going to have you carried out of the office.
Maria, I don't think I can do this. I love violence.
No. No. Okay.
I was chosen to lead, not to read.
Stop it. Okay, we talked about this morning, and I was waiting until later to ask you, too, what you thought about it, because I am so ecstatic. Best Buy's buyback program. You guys know about the buyback program?
No.
I am not familiar with the buyback program.
Well, Best Buy, basically, they're not going to be announcing this until the Super Bowl, but they're saying if you buy something from them and later on you need to upgrade, they will buy it back from you and give you the credit towards the upgrade. You won't get full price back, but you'll get some of your money back and you can put it towards purchasing something new, or they'll just put it on a Best Buy card for you.
Now, that's badass. I like
that. Right?
That's really awesome, actually. I wish more people would do that. That's a really, because I hate when you buy stuff for a computer and you're like, this is the latest and greatest, right? Mm-hmm. And you get home, you set it up, and the next month something better comes out. You're like, shit, I can't afford that now.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, now, I don't know what it entails. I'm assuming it, I don't know if it'll be computer equipment, but I'm looking at it from a standpoint of you, some of you out there, when your stuff goes bad, like your video cards or your cell phones, you kind of just toss them in the trash. No, you're not supposed to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. full of harmful chemicals to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
so
need to find a place to recycle that.
Yeah, so now you can at least say, you know, I gave it back to them. If they don't do what they're supposed to do with it, it's off, you know, it's off your, out of your hands. I think this is awesome. I'm waiting to see who's going to follow suit. And they've already, and look, some, back is saying the same thing. They do the same thing with video games. I do it too, Mac. I save video games for so that I can take them to put towards one. I actually plan it out. So I have 3 or 4 already to go towards my purchase of Homefront and The Sims Medieval and Dragon Age 2. I have them already set aside. These three are going.
Dude, I have my eye on those games too. I'm like salivating over Dragon Age 2. I'm excited.
Who's talking about Best Buy? Because they're talking in chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you're missing out. Yeah, Best Buy has been selling used games for I think about 1 to 2 years now. Am I wrong? Anybody else remember time?
I'm not really sure when they started, but you know, they had to tap into that market because that's where GameStop has been surviving is off of that used game sales.
And GameStop is pissing me off lately, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Personally, I know what you're going to say or roll your eyes and master, oh man. But here's the thing. Steam is where I buy all my games. The reason being is because they're usually 50 to 60% cheaper than they are in the store. I wait until they go on sale. Steam always has excellent sales. I bought a game the other day for like $5.
Well, see, it's not a roll your eyes that you think. I don't think when you are a direct download, period, not just Steam, and although Steam made hella money this past quarter, we were talking about that this morning in the news, or we announced it, they made like billions of dollars. But I feel like, again, going back to the green thing, since everybody's pushing it, why has nobody said to these companies, if I buy this game for download, I'm not going to leave the house, I'm going to give you my money, why does it not cost less for me?
That's a very good question.
Why am I still paying the exact same price? Yes, it goes on sale, and I sometimes buy games on sale, but sometimes I want my stuff in. Like, I have been very patient. I have waited for 4 days, and I have not bought The Sims stuff. I'm going to buy it today, but it should be, like, at least $5 to $10 cheaper because you didn't have to pay to ship it to me. Nobody had to drive. There's no box.
Mm-hmm.
There's no disc. All I did was download it. I had, you know, a couple of extra kilowatts to download this, so I don't understand why. It should be cheaper.
Well, because there's no boxes. You don't have to manufacture the boxes. You don't have to give. You have to manufacture.
But that's the point, though. She's like, why is it not cheaper in some places when you don't have to pay or you don't have to have all these boxes?
Steam is cheaper.
No, it's not. Only when it's on sale. No, you can argue with me. Only when it's
most of the time. Most of the time, I've gone to GameStop and I've priced. It's not the brand new games that are
cheaper.
That's
what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about games that have been out.
Right.
Obviously, once they've been out, they can start.
But that's the developer. That's the developer that is doing that. Okay, that's the developer that wants the max amount of money. Once the developer is moved on to another project and the game starts going down in price, Steam usually is cheaper than GameStop. I've been in there, I went to GameStop, looked at a piece of game, came back home, I've done this several times, and it's been $10 cheaper on Steam than at GameStop. And GameStop has like used copies that are as cheap as the brand new ones on Steam.
He is missing my whole point. We're not talking. This is not a Steam commercial. I'm saying to you.
I know.
Let's say Homefront comes out. Homefront is most likely going to be available for
It'll
download.
Be on Steam as it will be.
Yeah, I don't understand why. If I'm downloading it from Steam, I should pay less. If I'm downloading it from directly from, is it EA? They're going to cut me. People at Homefront. I'm sorry, guys. I should not be paying the same price. I should pay $5 to $10 less. I should even get some kind of special, I think, weapon in game for being green. You know.
And I'm telling you that Steam, that Valve would love for that to be the case. They would love that. But that's not them. That's the developer. Okay. That's
Valve
what I'm trying to
developer.
Tell you. Huh?
Valve is a developer. I said Valve is a developer.
Well, Valve is a developer, but I'm saying that Valve would love you to buy the latest and greatest game, even if it doesn't come from their studio, from Steam, as opposed to buying it from GameStop or from Best Buy. And Valve can, you know, doesn't have to put any money into this. They just make it available, right? Their service available. So Steam would love it for it to be cheaper on Steam on day one than it is cheaper in the stores, because everybody would buy it from Steam. And Steam would make a ton of money that way. So
well,
I'm sure
more,
that
there's Steam, more than just Steam. I mean, you're harping on Steam because you love Steam. But in all honesty, if all the companies that do this, I mean, you have direct-to-drive, EA has their own store.
I've been there. I hate it.
Forget all that, because we're not talking about that. I'm saying if everybody started doing it, you buy it direct for download, we're going to cut your price. Even direct downloading it onto your Xbox, your PlayStation, we're going to charge you $5 to $10 less. Then, no, everybody wouldn't be going to Steam. Steam wouldn't be making all the money. It would be – people would be going to the stores less, which I'm thinking that's why they're so worried or scared. But Issa in the chat room said very interestingly, which is – we all know this, they make higher profit. You know, they cut out the retail stores and you get the same – they get the same money from you, or they get more money from you because, hey, you didn't want to leave the house. This is your convenient, your laziness convenience fee. But I don't like it. I think I'm getting ready to make a stink about it.
You're going to make a stink about it. You're going to make a stink about the fact that – the developer wants it to be the same price across the board, so that they—that's what it is. I'm telling you, it's not any digital. Forget Valve. It's not any digital distributor. Any digital distributor would love to have it cheaper on their service than in the stores, because they would want you to buy it from them. Anybody would want that.
My interest does not lie with them. My interest lies in my own pocket. I don't want to pay you all that money if I don't.
Go complain to the developer of your favorite game.
I'm going to complain to all of them, because that's what I do.
Go do it. But I'm just saying that. Whether you like Steam or whatever you want to do, Windows Live for games Windows Live, whatever, okay? You know, that to me is way better than going to a store. I mean, you know, let's say, for new games, I kind of want to get all the extra packaging that comes with it, especially if it's a collector's edition or something, because I did read an article yesterday about, you know, there's all these collector's editions, and occasionally I'll buy a collector's edition of a series that I really love because I want the extra stuff that comes with it. With digital downloads, you don't get that stuff, right? So if you buy the game, you can't get all the extra goodies that come with it. That's the only downside to the digital distribution service. But once the game is no longer brand new, when it's used, 9 times out of 10, it is cheaper through whatever digital distributor you're going to be buying from. It is usually cheaper from them. Most of the time, Steam has the best deals. That's why I like Steam. That's why I use Steam.
Can I jump in and switch the subject? Because we're going to be going on this forever. Thank you. I actually wanted to bring up another type of service that you can have. It's not exactly like Steam, because you don't actually download the game. It's a streaming game service called OnLive.com. Now,
yes, we talked about that one morning. Talk about it. Tell them, girl.
I'm going to tell them.
You going to tell me?
I might. Ooh, that was country. Okay. Whew, I don't know where that came from. OnLive.com is where you can stream games. Like, you don't download the games to your computer. You actually stream it. Now, you know, like you stream movies on Netflix. You don't download the movies. You can play this on an HDTV, most computers, anything like that. The thing is, though, can you imagine how much download speed and how much of your bandwidth this would suck up? Because I think I played for I played for like 20 minutes and downloaded over 600 megs.
Okay,
it was like exactly. And can you imagine the problem that this would have with the internet companies who are trying to delegate how much you can download and upload within a month? Can you imagine the problem that would create? And not only that, the video quality sucks. It looks like kind of like YouTube video. It's very grainy. It's not very good.
Well, maybe they'll get better.
Maybe. I don't know. But right now, I don't think it's worth it. But
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it also has free trials for a whole bunch of different games. You can go try it out. But to me, it's as a gamer, as a hardcore gamer, as someone who has a gaming computer, has like, you know, 5, 6, 7 consoles. I've lost count of how many I have. But as a person who is a hardcore gamer, this is not something I would use. But do you think that this would be a service like a casual gamer might want to use, somebody who's not sure about playing games, and they might want to pop on and try this for a little bit?
I personally, I don't feel like renting games anymore. I think that's retarded, especially since the brand new, since you can buy the game, you know, down the road at a basically the same price that you were spending on renting it. Then I don't think it's worth it. I think any kind of rental service like that is just not worth it.
I never ever, and this is no dig at GameFly aside from the fact that they were horrible to us years ago. I thought it was a great idea, but I don't like having to give it back when I'm done with it. If I decide I want to sell it, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start calling me, and even though GameFly says we never ask you, keep it as long as you like, they lie. They will call you,
yep,
and ask you where that game is if you don't give it back in a good amount of time. They lie. They'll call you, and so I don't particularly like that idea. And the funny thing about you saying that is, remember a couple of months ago, I found another service like that, freeridegames.com, where the games are all free. Of course, it is riddled with ads, and at first mm-hmm. the quality was really, really grainy, and it's gotten better. And it's almost like they're working on the user interface so that the ads are, you know, placed nicely, because before it was crazy. The ads were off, kind of weird, turned sideways, and text stretch, and when I went back a couple months later, they, you know, gotten a little bit better and the games were smoother. But I think that's kind of where we're headed with a lot of games. As the internet gets faster, as we get just better quality, the developers start learning more what they're doing, we're going to get a lot more of those. But I am worried the whole net neutrality thing is going to throw a monkey wrench at that. These people are not
yeah.
getting their money.
Exactly. Yep.
And they're going to start coming after these people. So I don't know that we're going to completely move to that anytime soon, but we, yeah, maybe next 10 years, maybe.
Maybe, but I think personally, people who, like you, me, Blaster, a lot of people in the chat room, we are all hardcore gamers. We don't like to give games back. But for the person who really is not a hardcore gamer and just wants to play a game every now and then, maybe instead of buying the whole thing, renting it on one of the streaming sites is a good idea for them, but it's still, it will eat up your bandwidth. It will take a huge chunk out of, if you have a limited number of, a limited amount of download that you can have, it'll take a huge chunk out of that. Because 20 minutes, 600 megs, that's really ridiculous. But if you wanted to try a free trial of a game before you buy it, you know, try one of these websites. Personally, I wouldn't do it. But that's just me. Just saying.
I mean, again, I think it's just a waste of time. I mean, I even see the future. You know, Netflix has been talking for the longest time about going to a pure streaming service at some point.
Yeah.
Because the days of – my whole thing is the days of going to a store and getting a video game are numbered. They really are. You know, GameStop doesn't want you to think that way. They don't want to say that. They've gone as far as – we've talked about this in the past. They've gone as far as to kind of pressure the developers to say, hey – you know, if your service, you know, is capable, is compatible with Steam, if your game is compatible with Steam and stuff, we're not going to sell it. They've threatened developers with that before because they're
really?
Afraid of. Oh yeah, yeah, they've done that before. They're afraid of this kind of competition. I mean, they've kind of thrown hints down that hey, you know, we may not carry your games anymore. We're not going to put them prominently on our shelves. You know, this is what I'm saying is that the stores are scared. The box stores are scared because this digital revolution, and there's opportunity everywhere. You know, there's opportunity for these game companies. Valve stepped in and did something, you know, that no other developer had done and crossed that bridge, right? Became not only developer but somebody, a distribution service as well. And I mean, just saying that, you know, time's coming. Netflix is going to stop mailing DVDs to you at some point. And if you want to continue to get DVDs through the mail, they're going to try jack the price up with that. I saw an article about that on Gizmondo the other day. So, I mean, that's the future. Digital distribution is the future. And, you know, I don't agree that, you know, I know that in the chat room somebody said that most people don't have access to broadband, but I don't agree with that. I mean, if you have a cell service, you can get broadband.
No, not necessarily. Not exactly. My parents have cell service, and they do not have good internet.
Have they gone to Verizon and tried to get, like, or
yes.
whatever?
It's not that, Blaster. It's just in some areas that, because they're not close to large metropolises, it's not a large metropolis, that the cell companies or broadband companies don't feel it's profitable for them to go there. If you guys remember, especially you, Blaster, remember like 2 or 3 years ago, I worked for an internet service provider doing tech support, and there were people that were using dial-up.
Yep.
In an area, and they didn't know what broadband was. There was no broadband there. Towards the end of the year of my working there, Verizon was saying they were coming into the area, and the company I worked for was like, either we're going to get absorbed by Verizon or we're going out of business. But so there are places, believe it or not, where people are still doing dial-up, people are still doing DSL. It sounds like a horrible backwards apocalypse.
But yeah, but you say the majority of people don't have access to broadband? Because I think the majority of people do have access to broadband, and I would be interested.
I'd say it's 50-50. It just depends on where you are. It depends on where you are.
Well,
if
you're not getting access to it, you're in the middle of nowhere, and most people live in highly populated areas.
They do not.
That's why they're called highly populated areas.
No, they really do not.
I don't agree with that.
No, there are states here in our great United States that, you know, if some of you in the room, if you know what the Piggly Wiggly is, you know those places I'm talking about.
Yes.
I live out in the middle of freaking nowhere. I live, the closest thing we have is to a hardware store is an Ace Hardware. If that's all you have...
Ace, you had better than most. Do you know what a Piggly Wiggly is? If you do, then
I do, in fact, know what a Piggly Wiggly is. My state is covered in those wretched grocery stores. But what I'm trying to tell you is I live out in what people call the middle of nowhere, and I have cable, I have city water and stuff, and I am out in the middle of nowhere. I really am.
And there are places that don't. The town my family's from, they are really truly in the middle of nowhere. There's no street lights. The roads are still gravel. The houses are from 1800s. And when I say 1800s, I don't mean the big grandiose ones, but the little wood cabin. Those people have dial-up. And there is miles and miles and miles of road like that in Alabama where there's no broadband. There just isn't. I know you keep thinking, where we live, it's hard to imagine, but there's just people that don't have any broadband. Or even here in Houston, my cousin that I talk about, when she moved from one area to the next, from Katy to the middle, to downtown, which should have broadband, there was none for a while, like for a couple of days. She had to go and hunt down Time Warner, and then they said, well, we can kind of work something out. We'll try to help you. You know, you're near this tower or that. But it happens sometimes. You put it this way, Blaster, nobody saw this coming. So it's not like they laid off the groundwork, kind of like they do with telephone wires. We know once we created the telephone, we're going to need these wires everywhere. With broadband, they didn't see this coming.
I have to disagree because it's simply a question of money, not access. If you're willing to pay for a better tier of internet, then you can get access to it.
It's not a question of money. Usually,
unless you're out in the middle of nowhere, unless you're really, really out in the middle of nowhere, and you have no fiber optic cable nearby.
That's exactly what we're telling you.
That's what we're talking
about.
That's
not the majority of people.
But it is the majority of people. That's what we're telling you.
That's where we disagree.
I'm not telling you what you think. I'm telling you what I know from what I used to do. This is not me hypothesizing.
I think maybe Blaster's confusing. What he's thinking is the highly populated areas like New York City and stuff like that, where a lot of people live. What Corey and I are discussing is the tracts of land, literally tracts, miles and miles and miles of land that do not have fiber optic cable.
And that
the people
only
that
have...
live on this land, they right. cannot get high, you know.
And there's not as many people that live out at areas in those areas as there are.
Okay, wait. I'm going to present another option to you. My lovely in-laws who live out, I'm not going to say where, but they are well-to-do. Every house out there, you know, you could fit three of my house in it. There's no broadband there. But when you drive through there, you think, oh, affluent area. These people have to have broadband. There's nothing out there. It just depends. It's not a money thing.
Where a lot of people live, or is that what?
Yeah, there's a lot of people now. There's a lot of people now, but it's a new neighborhood, and that's my point. If you go back 10 years ago, yes, they do have cell phone access, but you're missing. No, you're missing my point. To you, cell phone access doesn't come from broadband cable. It comes from towers now. It's not from a cable. It comes from a tower. So your tower access, yes, you can get a cell phone signal, but it doesn't mean you have internet.
You get internet from every major cell phone company has an internet plan that's broadband that you can get that has fast download speeds and all of that.
No, it does not. That's what we're telling you.
It does.
It doesn't, Blaster. It has to do with if you are in an area where they are not anticipating people living. Same way as if water. When you move into a new house, brand new land, brand new house built, there's no water there. There's, let's say there's nobody else out there. There's no water. You have to go to the water company, and then they have to bill that for you with everything. The same thing applies to the Internet. If there's nothing out there, and the cell phone company's not going to walk out in the middle of a field and say, and, I think we're going to put some fiber optic cables out here, and we're going to put some
And that is few and far between situations.
It's not. That's
not the majority of people.
It's
That's
not few and far between. Even put it this way, clear internet, even in New York, there's spaces in New York where people can't get clear internet. It's congested, and as many people as there are in New York, some people can't get clear. Go type in an area code in New York and look and see. And some of those people are like, why the hell can't we get this? We're in New York. We should have every internet possible. It's just something that they didn't plan for. They didn't plan for all this whole, the thing you just called it, digital revolution. They didn't plan for it. So some places just don't have it yet.
I'm just telling you right now that the majority of users have broadband access. And we can disagree. We can disagree with that.
We're not disagreeing. You're basing yours on what you think. I'm telling you what I know.
And so, I'm telling you that I can bet I can pull up a report in 5 minutes that tells me the majority.
Find it.
I will indeed.
Find it. And then I'm going to need a map, too. You're going to show me every place in the U.S. where you think all this wonderful access is going on. Anyway, and they're in the room. See, people in your room are telling you the same thing. It's just, it's not our money.
And I'm sorry that I have to be the only one in this conversation that's right. But I've been
blonde,
there before. I've been there before.
The only one in this conversation that's blonde. That's what the problem is.
I've been there before. I'm used to being the only one in the room that's right. So I can carry on that way.
Yes, you do that. Okay.
I guess that would depend on your definition of right.
That the majority of people have access to broadband.
No, but that's right in your own mind. So in that case,
right,
you would always be right. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. So you can just go ahead and keep thinking that, and Corey and I will be over here with the truth.
Okay? Right.
Yeah. Now, I love getting these two started. It's so much fun. But it is actually almost time to go. So do you want to wrap up the show, Miss Corey?
Yes, I would like to thank Pookie and Lil Ray Ray for their contribution at the church the other day. The cornbread was good. No, I'm kidding.
It's that sweet cornbread. I like that.
Yes, the sweet cornbread, yes. We want to thank you for the barbecue. And Miss Thelma May would like you to pray for her daughter. She got the rickets. And no.
The rickets?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
What the heck is rickets anyway? Never mind. All right.
I don't know. You know I don't know. I just hear the names, gout. You know what? And I was a medical professional. That's bad. Okay, so, lovely people, tomorrow morning, you can catch Ginger and I doing the news. Of course, I'll be much more sane by then, hopefully.
No, she won't.
Yes, I will. And next week, of course, you get your news every morning, but you get two shows in one. Not in one, but Wednesday night, we'll have Marie Kroll on from Fallen Earth, senior developer. And we'll be giving out some goodies at night. So if you play Fallen Earth, come by. And if you don't play Fallen Earth, you might want to come by and get a key. Or sign up for an account. Come play with us. We're playing anyway. So come play
with us. If you want to see me in game, don't bother talking to Ginger. She'll ignore you. But you can find me. It's Snow, just like Snow White. But the last name is Bianco, B-I-A-N-C-O. It's actually, I think, Italian or something.
You're asking for trouble.
I don't know. Snow Bianco. So if you see me in Fallen Earth, come say hi. I will talk to you back. I will not ignore you like Ginger ignored me.
Like Ginger. I'm Corey Coolshade, and I also have Zsa, like Zsa Zsa Gabor, S-Z-A, Bennett. I don't know. Just find me.
If you see anyone named Snow, ask her if she me.
40% do not have access to broadband. See?
60% of Americans have access to broadband. Or also what is known as a majority of Americans have access to broadband.
Out of how many percent, Blaster?
Out of America.
No, see, you know what? I thought I taught you better than that. You fell for a percentage when they didn't give you the initial percentage. Out of 100% of Americans should be 60 to 40.
Comes from
anyway,
the Commerce
I'm
Department.
Done.
It comes from the Commerce Department.
Music. We need
you
music.
You hate the Commerce
music.
Department.
You don't hit the music. I'm going to hit the music.
I'm going to give you music. Don't worry.
Cue the music. I'm done with you. No. Did we not talk about that?
No. Not this one.
You told me music, and so
not
I started.
Not that music. That's better.
Thank you. Right. Zombies will be on your lawn next week.
Totally.
Oh, and you'll still get us next Thursday night, too. Yay.
Favorite us, because we know you love us.
And favorite us because you hate us.
Sorry, Max.
There's a zombie on your lawn.
That's all right. I got a shoddy loaded ready.
About to wait. I know you have a lot of food on